Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery, transcribed.
That's all you're doing. Just asking.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing. Just asking. When you found out we couldn't get delivery on that plane for 2 weeks, why'd you go ahead and order it?
Because we want an airplane.
But there's other airplane factories. Why didn't you tell them to go jump in the lake?
Because this is the kind of plane we want.
Well, just the same, it looks to me like...
Oh, forget it, will you, Doc? We've been over this once. We've been over it a dozen times.
Well, I still would like to know what we're going to do in San Diego for 2 whole weeks.
Sit here and like it. Besides, supposing we had the plane. We haven't got any plans. What would we do with it?
Well, I could think of something, I bet you.
Such as what?
Well, how about flying to the Hawaiian Islands?
And what would we do after we got to Hawaii?
Well, I hear they got some mighty good-looking hula girls in Hawaii.
Oh, nuts.
Well, okay, then. How about a nonstop flight from here to Singapore?
Yeah, or Timbuktu.
You don't like that either, huh?
No, I don't like that either, huh?
Well, we ain't been to Central America for quite a spell.
Well, now that's some better.
You kind of like that, huh?
No. What will we do when we get there?
Well, how do we know? There's always something interesting to do in them countries down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'll say it ain't. There's a lot of hot stuff down yonder besides food. And I don't mean the weather.
I wonder what Reggie'd say to Central America.
Oh, what the heck? Reggie don't care. If me and you say Central America, then Reggie says Central America.
We'll have to steer clear of Guatemala.
Oh, they probably forgot us by this time.
Oh, don't you think they have? And there's one thing I don't want to do, spend the rest of my life in a Central American jail.
Boy, boy, do they have filthy hoosegows down there. Then it's Central America, sure enough?
Yeah, let's sleep on it. No, it sounds good.
And here we gotta wait 2 weeks before we can get started.
Now, Doc, don't start that again. Hey, where'd Reggie go anyway?
He said he's going over and sit in the lobby of one of them big hotels and look at the pretty women.
Reggie said that?
Well, I said it and he didn't deny it.
Not Reggie.
No, I reckon he's over at the airplane plant, keeping an eye on our ship.
Now, that's more like it.
Yeah, he was saying this morning he's going to see that every bolt and wire that went into our plane is going to be right.
Well, he's the boy who can tell.
I'll bet he's about as popular as a mad dog over there.
He won't let that worry him. What's the idea? Who are you calling now?
Same place. Hello? Give me room service.
Hey, you're not going to eat again.
Well, what else is there to do?
But this is the fourth time.
Hello? Room service? Well, looky, send up half a dozen fried ham and egg sandwiches. Yeah, half a dozen. And a quarter milk. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all. Wait a minute. You want any, Jack?
No, I don't want any.
Okay, that's all. And don't take all day.
Don't you realize at 6 o'clock we'll get down to dinner as soon as Reggie gets here?
Well, what the heck? 6 sandwiches ain't gonna hurt anybody's appetite.
Well, not yours, anyway.
Hey, Jack.
No?
You done any thinking about Maestro and Nashie lately?
No. Why?
Oh, I don't know. I keep feeling kind of bad. The Maestro went and got himself sent up for life.
He was lucky not to get the gas chamber.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I keep seeing his big fat carcass is sitting on a stone bench in one of them little old cells. He wasn't made for that sort of thing.
Pretty tough, all right.
It's sure swell of you to get Nashie that job.
Oh, why not? She'd have starved to death without the Maestro if somebody hadn't done something for her.
Yeah, she sure did depend on him a lot.
Dancing in a nightclub up in Hollywood isn't much of a job.
Well, just the same, the crowd sure go for her.
Well, it's a meal ticket anyway. She's as good as they seem to think she is. Maybe she'll get something better.
That poor old Maestro. I wonder if he'll try any of his magic tricks up in the big house. Well, open the door. Come on in.
I can't. The door's locked.
Oh, hey, Jack, open the door for the waiter, will you?
Certainly not. They're your sandwiches.
Well, of all the two-tailed sippy cats.
Hey, you're going to open this door, aren't you?
Well, ain't you got a key?
No, I ain't got no key.
Okay, I'll get up. Just plain accommodating, ain't you?
Well, they're not my sandwiches.
Well, don't ask for one either.
Don't worry.
Hey, this guy's enough.
I'm a-coming. Keep your britches on.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Well, hey, where's the sandwiches? I said, where's the sandwiches?
What sandwiches?
Well, ain't you the waiter?
No, I ain't the waiter.
Oh, you ain't, huh?
That's right, buddy. I ain't the waiter.
You don't say.
Sure, I say. And don't neither of you boys bat an eye on account of I'm a torpedo and I'm hot.
You hear that, Jack?
Yeah.
I don't see no shooting pistol.
What you think this bulge in the coat pocket is? A birthday present.
Oh, so you're a torpedo and you got to drop on us. Well, what about it?
You got cash?
Well, what about it, Jack? We got any cash?
A little.
Yeah, we got a little cash, son.
And how about shelling out?
Oh, I get you now.
What do you mean you get me?
Well, you're one of these people who advocates the redivision of wealth.
I don't get you. No, don't move your hands.
I mean you want half of everything we've got.
Wrong.
I am?
You bet. I want all of everything you got.
Just a doggone haul.
All right, come on, come on. Cut the gab. I'm passing the collection plate. Shell out.
Well, now, fella, when you put it like that...
Hey, who's that?
Probably the waiter with Doc's sandwiches.
Waiter, huh? You let me handle this. And the first mug that speaks out of turn gets hot lead in his sandwiches.
You ordered sandwiches?
That's right. Bring them in and set them down.
Sure.
What kind of sandwiches are they?
Fried ham and egg.
Yeah? The egg's fried soft.
How can you eat a soft egg in a sandwich?
Well, what you standing there for?
I usually get a tip.
Oh, so you want a tip, huh?
Yeah.
Well, take a tip from me, buddy. Do something about that sore throat.
That ain't no sore throat.
It ain't?
No, I had my tonsils cut out and some of my vocal cords come out with them.
Get out. Get out of here.
No tip?
No tip.
Now, I am glad I spilled them sandwiches on the floor.
Spilled them on the floor, huh? Well, they don't look spilled to me.
Hey, let them sandwiches alone. They're mine.
Quiet, buddy. Ham and egg sandwiches are my favorite fruit.
Why, blast your ornery hide.
Hey, that's good, too. What's that stuff in the bottle?
It's a milk, and you leave it be.
You'll drink it?
Of course I drink it.
Huh. I ain't had no milk since I cut my milk tooth. Almost forgot how it tastes.
Jack, are we just going to sit here and let him eat my sandwiches and drink my milk?
I am.
Well, I ain't, Dad, blamey.
Sit down.
Sit down, nothing.
Sit down. Or would you rather have a hole in your middle?
Doc, don't be a fool.
Well, that makes me just plain mad.
Ah, that's better. Hey, say, that milk ain't such bad stuff. No wonder babies cry for it. Go swell with sandwiches.
You going to eat them all?
Thanks, Bill. I don't mind if I do. And say, how about ringing downstairs and having them send up some chocolate cake?
Well, I'll be doggone if I will.
You don't like chocolate cake?
No, I don't.
Well, I ain't adverse to a slug of coconut cake. You like coconut cake?
No. And I don't like banana cake.
What? You don't like banana cake?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, hold it. I'm going to have me another slug of milk.
Get him, Doc.
You bitch, you.
Hey, look out.
Get his gun, Jack.
I got it.
Now then, get up on your feet.
Hey, cut off the rough stuff, huh?
Eat my sandwiches, will you?
Hey, you shouldn't have knocked him out, Jack.
Why not?
Now we got a body on our hands.
Yeah? Well, just open the door.
What for?
Well, just open it. I'll show you. Yeah, kind of hefty at that.
What do you think you're going to do with him?
You see that linen closet across the hall?
Huh? Oh, I see. You want some help?
Nope. Just open the closet door. There. Let him sleep off my sandwiches in there.
Yeah. I wonder what gave him the idea he could come into our room and hold us up in the first place.
Oh, probably just one of them smart operators.
Yeah. Well, by the time we get back into our room and clean up a bit, Reggie ought to be here.
Yeah, come on. I'm hungry.
Hey, Doc. Listen.
Doggone. Will you listen to that little old she-girl cry?
It's coming from the room right next to ours.
You think we ought to do something?
I don't know.
Yeah, come on. It ain't right to let a little old she-girl cry like that.
Well, guess it won't hurt to rap on the door.
Yeah. Try the knob.
Hmm.
Unlocked?
Yeah.
Open it a crack. Let's see what's going on.
We may get our heads knocked off for this.
Hey, look. All alone, just laying here on the bed, sobbing her heart out.
Yeah. Well, what do we do now?
Well, I don't know.
I do. Come on in.
Who's there?
Hello.
Who are you?
We're from next door. We heard you crying. Is there anything we can do?
No. No. Go away.
Hey, we can't leave you here crying like
go
that.
Go away if you know what's good for you. Go away.
All we want to do is...
If you know what's good for you, stay away from me.
Why do you keep saying that?
It's true. Something horrible happens to every man who knows me.
Hey, what sort of something?
Death. Horrible thing. Oh, I want to die. I want to die.
Oh, that's silly.
I'm an enemy of society. Killing the things I love, bringing death to those who try to help me.
You do all that?
Yes. It's the Richard curse. I'm evil. Evil. Don't touch me.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.